Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 73rd Venice International Film Festival. I'm with Toby Wallace and Steve Roman, actors in the film Boys in the Streets. So welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
So first of all, how did you get involved in this film? How was for you this meeting with Nicholas?
I just got involved by doing a self-tape. I was in LA and I sent a tape to Nick, and then we Skyped and I really loved him and just thought he was so cool and I really wanted to be a part of it. So, yeah, we made it happen.
I did a short film about 4 years ago called The Last Time I Saw Richard that I did with Nick. And I around that time I read the script. And initially, in the short film, I play a character called Jonah, who's also in the feature, and I was originally going to play that part. But as time went on, I became a bit older, and Corey fell into my hands. I was already connected to the role. 4 years ago almost. Yeah.
So, who are Corey and Romani? Who were for you when you read the script, and where for you after talking to Nicholas about it?
Romani is
a woman.
Yeah, she's a woman, and she is just quite frustrated with the town and the people around her and everything that she's going through, and isn't quite in the place that she wants to be. And I think it's quite interesting because I feel like I've learnt more about her through talking about her, which has been cool.
Corey is he's in amongst a significant amount of turmoil, I think, at this point in the film, and he's confronting a lot of change in his life, and he's got to make a lot of decisions over the course of this night. And I think his relationship to the other characters, including Romani, are all points of reference for making those decisions and those things that he has to confront. Romani is constantly pointing things out to him, and he's just so self-involved a lot of the time he doesn't see it, which is why she becomes so frustrated with the boys, because the boys constantly have their heads in the trees.
Toby,
hence the title.
Yeah, it seems that here at the festival there are so many films this year that talk about the teenage years, but especially that moment of passage in life where you're sort of ending your high school years and you're in that moment in which you could become everything or nothing. So I was wondering how was for you this moment of passage, if you went through it and if this film helped in a way.
Yeah, it completely helped, because I was I think a lot of us were right in that moment while we were filming, so it almost helped make sense of it for me, which was, yeah, I felt very lucky to have that opportunity.
Yeah, so did I. I mean, I've finished school a while ago now. I'm 21 now, but when we filmed when we shot the film, I was definitely in a point of change in my life, and it was really interesting to dive into a character like this, and with Nick's guidance as well, to go through something like that. We just had so much fun. So good. Such a fun film to make.
Since Nicholas is here, you didn't know all the songs that he put in the film.
No,
that's a shame.
No.
I was very annoying yesterday because I was feeling, I found myself singing during the press screening. You know, my colleagues were not that happy. So, thank you, Nicholas, since you're here. Yeah. So I don't know if the camera sees Nicholas, but okay. So we have Nicholas here, Nicholas Verso, the director. So Nicholas, how was for you? Was the film made me think about, and I think makes us think about the things that we wanted when we were kids, were teenagers, and it made me think that they maybe we should try and think about them more often in order to find, I don't know, our path in life, or to try and achieve something always.
Yeah, well, I think, should I hold this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when you're a kid, you have so many dreams and ideas of what you want your life to be. And I know that sometimes as an adult, if I'm feeling a bit lost, I picture myself as a 10-year-old and think about what would I say to that kid. You know, if I'm about to make a decision, am I being true to that kid? Am I doing right by him? And I think if I feel bad about that, then he's sort of my conscience in a way. He's my little guide. So, and if I think it would make him unhappy, then I try not to do it. And if I think it would make him happy, then I do it. And it's my way, I guess, of staying in touch with my dreams and not putting them on the shelf or being too realistic. So I think, yeah, so I guess the film does explore that sort of attitude. And I think that that's what Corey's at a moment where he might be about to make some real mistakes and really mess up his life, his adult life, by not honouring the dreams he made as a kid. And Jonah's here just to make sure Corey makes the right decisions, and so is Romany. And pretty much everyone in the film is there to make sure, ultimately, that Corey takes the right path. But it's up to him.
Since with your actors, we're talking about the moment you show in the film, the moment of passage where you can be everything or nothing. And I was wondering if people can really change. And so I wanted to ask you, you talk about there are so many big metaphors in the film, such as wolves have bad people or bullies or whatever you want to call them. But I don't want to spoil the ending, but there's a moment in which Corey finds understanding and a moment of shares a deep moment and sad moment with one of the wolves. Yes. So I was wondering, can wolves for you change into a dog, a puppy, or something? Can people change? Is this moment of passage that you're analyzing, the moment in which you can still change?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, wolves domesticated themselves. You know, we didn't do anything to them. They realized that humans were a good way to go for their own comfort. But I think particularly with the character, the wolf in question, I didn't want anyone to be too simple. You know, I didn't want him just to be a villain. You know, and I think everyone has a morality somewhere inside them. And so it was important that particularly their relationship to me is probably the most important one in the film. And so I felt it was important that the wolf makes the right call at the end and reaches some form of understanding so that he has an arc, that he's not just a contrived film villain there to annoy Corey. Yeah.
I heard it in the press conference, but I want to know it. I want to hear it again. Why 1997?
Yeah, well, I guess when I first started writing the film, it was set modern day, and I just found all the trappings of modern life and technology just got in the way, you know, Facebook and mobile phones, and I wanted these characters to be alone in the night and to be unreachable and be lost and not on GPS. And so I looked back at the last time that was possible for teenagers, and it felt like 97 was the year. That was the year everyone started getting their mobile phones and their first email accounts. And once I started looking at 1997, it all just made sense to me, and the characters really came to life. And I think the world we live in now in 2016 is really born of some of the decisions and the events that happened in 97. So I thought it was a really good year to look at. I actually wrote a trilogy of films around 1997 because there was so much material there, but I don't think I'll make the other two. I think I'm happy with just the one film there.
One last question. I think I told your actors that this year there are so many films that talk about that moment of passage, or at least the teenage years, and all these films, including yours, are showing that they're not really so careless or, you know, immature as we used to think as we think about them. So I was wondering, did you already know that, or you discovered that while working and deciding on portraying these characters?
Yeah, I think you sometimes don't realise what's going to leave its mark on you and what you're going to carry with you. And it's only time and distance where you start to look back and go, huh, that moment is actually really changed me. And so I think with the film, I was really looking back at some of the people who I didn't think had affected me very deeply and realising that I am the person I am now because I knew them and because of the relationship I had with them. So, yeah, so I guess it was a process of discovery and realizing that as I made the film. Yeah.
So, thank you, Nicolas Verzo. Well, Mitzi Roman. I'm always trying to say your name right. And Toby Wallace for being here with us. Thank you for Glycerin and the perfect, the beautiful people. Really changed my night yesterday. So thank you guys and good luck with Boys in the Trees. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.